Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us. And we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen, paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Mabel Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Mabel.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy. We come to you in the name of Jesus, and we pray that you touch and bless us tonight. Send your word and send thine anointing. Have your way, O Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover and bind the works of the devil. Cast him out today, O Lord. Look on the souls that are trying to get through. Pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Touch the mind of those who are troubled. We pray that you bless them, O Lord. Have mercy on them. Save to the uttermost. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Bind every evil work. We know you're able. We know you got the power. We are coming to you in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on all those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies, those who are suffering. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Touch their feeble bodies. Heal and deliver, O Lord. Heal the cancer, O Lord. We know thou art able. And we know you got the power. Look on Dr. Sewell. Continue to touch her body. Continue to strengthen her faith. Help her to look to you as never before. We pray that you look on Darnell Williams' body and give him the activity of his limbs. Have mercy on him today, O Lord. Help him to look to you. Save him, O Lord. Deliver his soul. Look on his mother. Touch her mind, O Lord. Help her to seek your face and turn from her way. Fill her with the Holy Ghost. And those that are tarrying and seeking to be filled with the Holy Ghost, we pray that you touch them and deliver their souls. Help them, O Lord, to overcome their situations. We know you're able, and we are dependent on you, taking you at your word, knowing that there is no failure in your word. You're able to do all things, and we are looking to you, O Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Our faith looks up to thee. Have mercy today, O Lord. Oh, my God, look on those souls that are bereaved of their loved ones. We pray that you have mercy on them, that you touch them, O Lord. Lift their burdens, strengthen their souls, encourage their hearts. Help them to look to you, O Lord. Take them through during this trying time in their lives. Have mercy today and let your spirit prevail. Look on your people everywhere. We pray that you touch, bless, and that you will save, heal, forgive, strengthen, and encourage, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you continue to have your way and let your will be done. Keep us with a mind to serve you and to do your will out of our way, that we may be able to please you and to seek to do thy will. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you look on every listener. We pray that you will touch them, bless them, grant the petitions according to thy will. Save, heal, and forgive. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for how you continue to make a way for us. We thank you for how you continue to bless us. We thank you for keeping us with a mind to want to serve you in the beauty of holiness. Help us, O Lord, continue to stand on the word of God and to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We are looking to you today. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know, Lord. We are dependent on you as never before. We know thou art able to take us through. We know you're able to keep us, O Lord. Continue to hold us in the hollow of thine hand and lead us on to victory, O Lord. Everything that is in our way, that is trying to obstruct the work of God, We pray that you will bind it today. Cast it out today, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way and let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture. And I'm going to be reading the 20th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 9. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the 20th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 9. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl and the beautiful opening prayer being prayed by Evangelist Maybelle. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday evenings and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street, in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Dr. Betty Ingram Sewell in our prayers and pray for Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.D., Katrina Jones. And I have a report from her. She was diagnosed with cancer, stage 3 ovarian cancer. She had surgery. The doctors were able to get all of the cancer out. She experienced some complications and was in a hospital. And she finally was strong enough to go home a couple of days ago. So, and she was thanking everybody for her prayers. So thank you so much for your prayers. The Lord is blessing her. Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm just going to sing a portion of this song. I was a wretch and dumb, living in a world of sin. Had no hope, no peace within. Somebody told me what Jesus did, that he gave his life, died for my sins. Now I'm justified, I'm sanctified. I'll glorify his holy name. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. I was a wretch and dumb, living in a world of sin.
had no hope, no peace within. Somebody told me what Jesus did, said he gave his life, died for my sins. Now I'm justified, I'm sanctified, I'll glorify his holy name. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus right now. If you come to him, he'll set you free. You come to him, he'll make you see. Where there's no hope, he'll give you hope. And where there's sadness, he'll give you joy. He will pick you up and turn you around. Place your feet on the solid ground. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus right now. If you come to him, he'll set you free. You come to him, he'll make you see. Where there's no hope, he'll give you hope. And where there's sadness, he'll give you joy. He will pick you up and turn you around. Place your feet on the solid ground. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus right now. Amen, praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Maybelle.
Praise the Lord. Come to Jesus right now while you have a chance.
Yeah.
Come to Jesus. Praise God. We thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Dr. Khadija Hameen telling us to come to Jesus right now. Praise God. Now we're going to prepare our hearts for the word of God, and we're going to go right into the word, and tonight is set aside for oldies but goodies in the gospel. We're going back to the year 1990, praise God. We want you to listen in attentively as the word of God comes forth.
Well, we're going to go to the word of God taken from the book of Hosea. Taken from the book of Hosea. And beginning with the sixth verse. Pardon me, that is the sixth chapter and the first verse. And it says, come and let us return unto the Lord. For he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days, will he revive us? In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on, to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. And also reading from the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. Isaiah the first and about the 18th verse. And it says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Praise the Lord. I'm going to leave a thought with you tonight. Come, let us return unto the Lord. Come and let us return unto the Lord. I believe in the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, the word of God say, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one of us to our own way. But the word of God is saying, come and let us return unto the Lord. Because, see, God had called the children of Israel, and they were his chosen people. And many times God blessed them, even when they were in the land of bondage. God brought them out with a strong arm. He delivered them. How that he sent Moses to lead them out of the land of Egypt. And many times God would fight for them. He would fight their battles for them. How that God would move the enemy out of the land. He would draw them out, and he would lead the children of Israel into that land. Many times God would work miracles for the children of Israel. But many times they would turn back on God as a backsliding heifer. That's what the word of God calls them, a backsliding heifer. But God still had mercy on them, and God still worked miracles for them. God still delivered them. God fed them when they were in the wilderness. God rained down manna from on high. When they needed water, God gave them water. When they needed bread, God gave them bread. And when they wanted meat, God gave them meat. You see, God has been good. Even in the midst of our wrongdoings, God has still been good to us. We ought to turn and come back to the Lord. We ought to return unto the Lord. The word of God said, for our God will abundantly pardon. The Bible tells me, says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. It's time now to come, and let us return unto the Lord. I believe come needs to move from one place and move to another place. And return means to go or come back as to a former place or condition. And even Isaiah began to speak and say, come and let us reason together, saith the Lord. You see, the Lord is willing to forgive you of your sins. God is willing to forgive you of everything that you have done wrong in his sight. That's why he said, come and let us reason together. God wants to fix the matter. He wants to straighten it out. But all you have to do is let go and let God. All you have to do is come now and reason with the Lord. The Lord is able, and he's willing to forgive you of your sins. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You see, God don't want nobody. We have turned from the true way of holiness. That's why the Lord is saying, come. He's saying, come and let us return unto the Lord. It's time now to stop going in your way. Turn from your way and come to the Lord. Come now and let us reason together. You can come now. I don't care what sin you might have committed. You can come now and give it over to Jesus. Come while the Lord is calling. Come now while God is making a universal call. Come now and let us return unto the Lord. Let us go back to true holiness. Let us go back to the true word of God. The word of God says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God for the word of God. Now it is time we're going to open the door to salvation. We're going to give you a chance. If you want to seek the Lord, you want to be saved, you want to turn from your way, now is your opportunity. If you want to be healed, delivered, encouraged, strengthened, now is your time as we prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for this message. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on the souls of men, all of them that are desiring to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Help them to give their life to you right now. Help them to call on the name of the Lord. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We take you at your word today. We believe you in faith. Help somebody to repent of their sins right now, Lord. Touch their hearts, oh Lord. Touch their minds, oh Lord. Help them to yield themselves unto you. Help them, oh Lord, to overcome their situation. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, help them to believe on you, as the scripture has said. Help them, oh, Lord. Touch their minds. Give them that faith that they need. You, Lord, help them today, oh, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Look on those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies. We know you're able to heal. We know you're able to deliver. We're depending on you tonight, O Lord. You are our very present help. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know. Lord, we're looking to you, Lord. Help us today, O Lord. Help, Lord. Send on strength and power. Send on encouragement tonight, Lord. Somebody is cast down. Somebody wants to be encouraged tonight. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Touch their hearts and minds. Encourage them, oh Lord, in their trying time. Help them to overcome. In the name of Jesus, bless your people everywhere. Look on your people, your ministers, your evangelists. Oh, my God, touch them and help them to do your will. Help them, oh Lord, to go into the hedges and the highways and compel men to come that they might be saved. Oh, my God, continue to send your word and send your anointing. We pray, Lord, that you heal the cancer. Oh, my God, heal the brokenhearted. Jesus, somebody needs you today, Lord. Touch them, oh, Lord, while we're praying, Lord. Touch, Lord Jesus. Give them strength, oh, Lord. Help them today, oh, Lord. Help them to look to you, Lord. Help them, oh, Lowed, to lift up the bowed down heads and look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help them to take you at your word, Lord. Your word is true today, and you're able to save. You're able to heal. You're able to deliver. And we know that thou art able. And we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for those souls that have received the word of God. We thank you because somebody want to return unto you. We thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to have your way and let your will be done. And bless thy people, O Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you in faith. We thank you by faith. We are healed. And by faith, we are encouraged, Lord, through the word of God. By faith, we are saved, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done. Continue to bless the people, O Lord. Continue to touch their bodies. Renew their strength. Revive their souls. Help them to stir up the gift that is in them. In the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for the mighty long way you have brought us. We thank you, O Lord, for giving us this day another chance to draw near to you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the message,
thank
Lord.
You.
Continue to bless us.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us to receive the word of God into our hearts that we might live and that we may grow thereby. In the name of Jesus, this prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the prayer. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from Sister Rhoda and from Dr. Khadija Hameen and any other minister that may be on the line. You may call in at 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847-681-POUND. Praise the Lord. We're going to hear from Sister Rhoda.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, I really want to thank the Lord for this powerful message. It's a wake-up call concerning things. Because God knows very clearly that Jesus is coming back very, very soon. The Bible says, no matter how red our sins are, red as scarlet, whatever you have done in life, God is reminding us today to go back to him and repent. It doesn't matter what we have done. Remember that man when Jesus was crucified on the cross, that murderer? He repented the last minute and Jesus said, today you are going to be with me in paradise.
Yes.
So God doesn't want us to miss heaven. He knows how serious the hell is. My brothers and my sisters, hell is terrible. Enter there, no coming out. And you don't die. You just burn 24 hours. I don't know, forever. So this is the time. And we have all sinned against God. There's nobody who's always except Jesus. So God is a merciful God, slow to anger. Every day, it's very, very important to go back to him. God, have mercy upon me. I've done A, B, C, D. Forgive me. It doesn't matter whatever we do every day. When you go back to him, he says, return to me. Let's return to God and repent. Be ready because you don't know the hour. We don't know the day. We don't know the year when Jesus is going to come back. So only God who knows. So I want to encourage you, my sisters and brothers. Let us remember this message. It's very, very powerful. If you have not received Jesus as your personal Savior, this is the right time. Because we don't know. Let us mend our ways. As children of God, as Christians, as believers. Because the judgment will start in the house of God. We know the truth. So whenever we sin against God, let's go back to him immediately and repent. So that we can be ready. Anytime when he comes, you are ready to go to heaven. Heaven is a beautiful place.
Yes.
Thank you so much for this chance. God bless you so much. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through, you know, the evangelist Maybell saying, come and let us return unto the Lord. And it's been time. And I was listening as she was reading in Hosea saying how God had torn and he wanted to heal us. He smote, but now he wants to bind us up. There are people there walking around, they're bruised and they're broken. But they still won't return to God. God is steady trying to get their attention, but they won't turn. Like the preacher said, people, they want to live like the world.
They want to do what the world does, talk how the world does, and they still want to say that they're saved, but they don't want to live holy.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to claim that they're saved. They want to go to heaven, but they don't want to live holy. But there's something we have to do. We have to return. And if you don't, if you've never been to God, turn to him. And if you turn, if you were with him and you left, return. It's time to return. We don't have time anymore. We don't have the luxury of time to live the way we want to live and still expect that we're going to see Jesus in peace. But truly, this was a very beautiful message, powerful judgment message. Return. Let us return unto the Lord. I want to encourage Vanessa Mabel, keep on preaching the word of God. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the exhortations coming to Sister Rhoda and Dr. Khadija Hameen. We thank the Lord for the remarks. I tell you, this is a wake-up call. Because as Sister Rhoda said, once you get in hell, there's no coming back out of that. You can't get out of there. I tell you, so now is the time to return unto the Lord. And you know, so far away we have strayed. I'm talking about the people of God. So far away we have strayed. Pray like we used to. We don't sing like we used to. We don't fast like we used to. We don't do like we used to. I tell you, now we put all these other things ahead of God, and we go the way we want to go and do what we want to do. But we have to return unto the Lord, to the way that the Lord would have us to go, and to the things that the Lord wants us to do and be. So I just thank God for that word of God, because it is a wake-up call for everyone, not just for the unsaved, but it's for the unsaved and the saved. We got to wake up, because time is drawing nigh. I thank God I don't want to go to that lake of fire. I don't want to go there. That's why I'm denying self now, because I don't want to go there. And I just thank God for the word of God on tonight. It just comes back to remind us of what we should be doing, how we should be living, and what we should be doing. I just thank God for the word. Thank God for you, Sister Rhoda, and you, Dr. Khadija Hameen. We thank the Lord for you and for your faithfulness. We also thank the Lord for Sister Cheryl. And for all of those who helped this broadcast to be what it should be. I'm telling you, I heard that the evangelist or pastor, she has prayer every day. She goes on the broadcast every day and pray in the morning and 8 o'clock at night. And I'm telling you, I said, Lord, have mercy. She don't have time for no foolishness. Glory to God.
Right.
All her time is being occupied. And I tell you, the Bible says, idle mind. If you have an idle mind, that's the devil's workshop. I tell you, the devil will work when you idle and not doing nothing and not doing what you're supposed to be doing. That devil to tie your mind up. Just like right now, some is so troubled in their mind. I mean, I tell you, it takes God to deliver. We can't do it ourselves, but it takes God. So I just thank the Lord for the word of God. And I want to encourage all of our listeners to continue to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. We look forward to being back here again on Sunday night. If it's the Lord's will, at 7 p.m., we invite you to join us. And I thank God once again for Sister Rhoda helping us out on this broadcast. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I want to encourage her to continue, because I always enjoy the remarks that she gives, because She's right on target. I tell you. Well, God knows. But anyway, Sister Rhoda, do what the Lord gives you to do.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. So let us pray one for another. And those of you that can get a word of prayer through, I ask that you continue to pray for me, Evangelist Edmond. If that's all, I do want to add to our prayer list Danny Thompson, Paulo's brother. He has liver cancer. So we are praying for him and praying that if he doesn't know the Lord, that he get to know the Lord before it's too late. And also, we want to add Sister Ann Harrell to our prayer list. I'm told that she took a turn for the worse, but we still know that God is able to heal and he's able to deliver because he's still working miracles. And we don't want to just give up in the Lord unto the end. So let's add them to the prayer list and let's pray for them. If that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close. We say God bless you and good night.
God bless you too.
God bless you, sister.
Amen.